Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. Welcome, everybody. A program where you can call
you.
In and say what you're mad about or glad about.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a mad right off the top of my head because listening to the news and these politicians, the way that they're treating us, you know, they're talking about an increase in Social Security. Of course, they give you a number, but that doesn't mean anything because by the time they get through, that number could be drastically reduced. Not only that, they give you something, but then there's all these built-in ways that they can take it away. So really, when you analyze this whole damn thing, they're not giving you anything.
Nope.
They're just making believe that
they
care about people. You know, it's all make believe, because if they really cared about people, they would fix the system so that nobody could tamper with your money if you're disabled,
your disability
money.
Oh, you want to hear something funny? Not funny, but something that I wanted to
I can hardly hear you. Get closer to the
I
phone.
Said, you want to hear something weird? I was at the doctor's office today to get my form filled out so I can have my AIDS for another 6 months. So I was looking around, and I could barely see this sign. I had to get very, very close up to it. I did. And it read, if you hurt any of the people who are in this office who dedicate their blah, 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 we can report you and have you not come in the building anymore. And if that happens, we can also arrest you. How come people like that are protected and disabled people aren't?
Wait a minute. How about if any of the people in the office hurt you?
That's right. So say you're being hurt. Yeah. Say you're being hurt and you just act out of line just to say, wait, what are you doing? Now you're going to be, you know, barred from that office. It doesn't make sense. No, it
not
doesn't.
Only that, aren't you being hurt when you're being given stuff that has serious and side effects that can kill you?
Yeah.
See,
and interact with
how contradictory
you
this
too.
World is?
It's very. I was like, ooh, I wanted to take a picture so bad, but I wasn't in the right spot to take it, you know, so I could see the sign better. But I sort of paraphrased it tonight. But next time I go there, I'm definitely going to take a picture of it.
I mean, that sign should be more complete. And if anyone hurts you,
right, the same
a staff member in this office, you can have them. They should put the rest of the damn thing up there.
Right. But they're not thinking of that. They're only thinking of
in
maybe
fact,
something happened.
In fact, you should
happens.
Tell them. You should tell
I
them.
Am,
I want
don't worry.
A sign that tells the other side.
Right.
You got a sign like that? That's a prejudice sign.
Yes, it is.
I would accuse. I'd make them take it down, or put the other way, the other side up.
That's right.
That's what you would.
I mean, you could easily tell. People, wait a minute, this person's hurting me and nothing will be done. Nothing. That's crazy.
Sure. I mean, what the hell kind of a sign is that? What kind of thing is that?
That's why
that
I wanted
to
take a picture of it. Yeah, it is.
You know why? You know why it's hostile? Because it's one-sided.
Yeah, it always is one-sided. You notice that? In a lot of things.
Anyway, to get back to what I was saying, these politicians aren't doing a damn thing for us. Because, first of all, the money that's going to be increased on the Social Security, when you look at all the people in the nursing homes, they're not going to get that money.
Nope.
The nursing home's going to get the damn money.
Yep.
And all the people who are trying to better themselves and want to get a job.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta be very careful.
You gotta
count your dollars. If I go over this, they're going to take my
Medicaid
disability money. That's not helping us.
No, that's making it reverse discrimination. It's terrible.
That's a definite mad, and it's a horror.
Yeah, it is. But then
if they
want to
help
real...
us, give us something and make it so you can't take it away. Unless
That's
a person
right.
does something criminal.
Even if they do something criminal, it depends on how much it's criminal, if you know what I'm saying. If they smoked pot in the wrong area, that's not that criminal, okay? But what's criminal
is... No, I'm talking
is,
about they go to jail.
Yeah, of course.
You know, felony or whatever it is.
Yeah, felony. That's what I would say.
That's a different story.
If somebody commits a felony, then they're not entitled to blah, 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 blah. We have to put it in the law, you know?
So, I won't vote for any politician unless they really do something for us, because all this stuff is a bunch of bull. It doesn't mean
damn-ass
thing. You know?
I mean, the only
and the
slight...
Other,
I'm sorry, go
The
ahead.
Other mad I have is today I got a copy.
Oh, geez.
It was read to me, a copy of the article about Milton.
Oh, boy.
From the guide dog who perished... at the foundation in Smithtown.
Yeah.
And the way this article is written,
yeah.
it's so damn
one-sided.
And prejudiced against the rights, not only of the people, but of the guide dogs.
Right.
You know? There wasn't one word in there saying that the school should be licensed and regulated and that, you know, there should have been a law.
Once in a
to
while.
To protect the dog?
Yeah.
Not one word.
That was animal cruelty. That wasn't even
all a bunch of
anything
bull.
That... Yeah, they were animal cruel. They were doing animal cruelty. And they blamed disabled people for being animal cruel when they show them the way in which to correct the dog or the way in which to deal with the dog. They're also cruel. You know, that bothered me, too.
And you can't help getting the impression from this article that people, especially blind people who need the schools, are so afraid
if
to speak up.
I'm not. If I don't get a dog, I don't get a dog. I never alter my way in which I'm dealing. I learned that from Joe and you. I really did. And now it's like so evident that I gotta do this for the nursing homes and the people who perished in the nursing homes, including my mother and father.
Do what?
I remember when I
clarify that.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You said do this for the nursing home. What are you talking about?
Oh, making it you know, accessible housing as opposed to being a nursing home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let people know.
And people
you know,
say, why?
And then the whole,
somebody asked me,
getting
today,
back
why
to
do
the,
they...
to the, getting back to the service dog thing.
Yeah.
You know, people, I just have the feeling that people want to get up, get out in front of that school and demand explanation and demand an investigation.
They do, but they're scared.
And they can't.
They can't, no.
They can't do that.
They
Nobody
do that,
will
they won't get
them.
A guide dog. But now,
yeah,
here's
not only
the
that,
flip
they'll
side
look
of
for
that.
An excuse to take the dog
but
away.
The flip side, the flip side of that is you go there with your cane and you have tons of people there, a lot of people, and that will make a difference if you have more people, because then they can't say that somebody's wrong, one person's wrong, or two people are wrong. They can't say, I don't know, 40 people.
Well, you'd have to get people
time.
Who don't need the school, is what you're talking
right.
about.
Well, no,
it's
not necessarily. It has to be done with a lot of people. It has to be done with a lot of people that these people cannot be confronted. They will know.
Yeah, but
that
how are you going to protect them when the school says we don't have a dog for you? How are you going to combat that
without
a law?
Then the site comes into action. We have to
no,
make sure that we get
no
a dog
law.
For that person. Well, there's no law to protect anybody, but at least we get people going. They can't take that dog away that we find them and help them with. They can't do that. It's that's actually that's covered
they,
under.
They can in a lot of cases. They can take the dog away.
How?
If the All they have to do is say that the dog needs additional training or refresher or whatever.
No, it's their dog. I'm talking about a pet dog becoming a guide dog or a service dog, and we get it going, right? They can't take that dog away.
Oh, well, that's different. If you train it on your own.
Right. And I think a lot of these people who are denied in the way. Right. I think the people who are denied in the way that they're denied at these schools should entertain going to the shelter, you know, and we'll have people who can help them. Because obviously.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, hold it, you're getting off the subject here. I'm talking about the dog that died at the school.
I know.
Milton.
That's a shame.
You know? Blind people cannot demand an explanation and say, "Hey, we want a private, an impartial investigation into what happened."
Want to say something to that. What happened?
You can't do that.
In numbers, if you have numbers, a lot of people saying that, okay, that will then. The district attorney says, look, all these people are saying this and demanding an investigation, then they have every right to have one.
Well, you don't know that the district attorney will get involved. There's no law, remember.
That's it. There's no law. But there could be a law made from case law, which is what I'm talking about.
The SPCA didn't do anything.
Oh, no.
All they did was make a stupid comment.
What'd they say at that time?
They
when
said about the weather.
The weather?
Stupid ass.
Why are they talking about the
freaking
weather?
Because that's what killed the dog, the heat.
Yes, but that doesn't mean that you throw that in and then say.
That's what they were talking about. They didn't talk about anything.
But the other thing is now.
Arresting anyone or pressing charges or anything.
How come a person who's. With a regular pet dog.
You know, the guide dog schools in that way are like the Catholic Church.
Yeah, they sure are. Oh, my God.
They're not responsible for their actions. They can do whatever they want, just like the church can abuse children.
Oh, God.
And they're not under the secular law. They're under canon law.
But that's stupid.
And one of these days, the damn cannon's going to blow up in their ass.
I'm sorry. That was funny.
In a sight.
And sad at the same time. Oh, God help me.
All right. Let me recognize some people, and we'll see what's going on with the phones.
Okay.
In a sight, brought to you by the Third Eye. In sight.
There you go.
My buddy Devin, you want to stay in shape and have some fun? Give the Third Eye a call, 631-445-3646. And we thank Devin for joining our committee to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That
Third Eye
plan.
Insight with Devin Fernandez, all right?
Yay.
Brought to you by... Big East, the key to rescue. Tom Driven, New Jersey. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And more and more people are beginning to say to me, you know, we like your idea about the dogs
at
the door of the school.
That's awesome.
So
maybe
the idea will catch on yet.
I hope so. I don't care who brings the idea to the final table, as long as the idea is visiting the final table. That's what people have to be aware of. We're not at the point where we're just going to say, that was my idea. I don't care. As long as it gets incorporated into the main health.
Well, the Akita would be one great dog for that job.
Yeah.
You
know, if she found somebody criminal... You, especially, and you're the handler, say, Frank. Boy, oh boy, would my lovely Sarabelle be very upset because she would not want anybody to hurt you. I know that.
Yeah. Well, we'd have to have a dog that was trained to detect firearms. Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. adopt an Akita, and you want the email is Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. So check them out. All right, brought to you by Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info.
Yeah.
Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and Ollie Campbell. All the children who perished in Texas. Go an extra mile for a child.
Yeah.
Inner sight reminds you. All right. Now, you need dog food, cat food, medical for your dog, cat, animal. Nobody starved on Long Island. That's the group.
Okay.
So give them a call, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. And you don't have to give him a song and a dance. Just tell him you need the food.
And he just comes, that's all. It's great.
631-484-3085. And you don't have to pay for it.
Nope. But what
Inner
I did,
sight means...
I did something that might help him. If I buy something on Amazon, now listen to this. He has Amazon Smile. And what that is it goes straight to his 501c3, and it goes straight into his account to help more dogs.
I wish Amazon would smile on our committee to get rid of these nursing homes.
Hey, why not?
Donate a couple of million dollars.
That'd be nice. I could always ask. The only thing that they could say is, I'm sorry, not this time, or maybe next time, or maybe they will. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And I want to take this opportunity of thanking all. So far we have about 7 confirmed people who have committed to be on the nursing home, the committee to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So I'm sure that you'll be hearing
more
in the weeks to come, some of those committee members on our Wednesday night show.
Yep.
Get them to call in.
Nice.
Lay it up
big.
Oh,
I got to ask you about another person who I'm thinking would be good on the committee, but to give us the flip sides of everything, you know, so we don't miss anything. You know who I think that would be good for that? Anthony. You know?
Well, when we get off the air, we'll talk about that.
Exactly.
All right, Inner Sight around the world, Mad or Glad Monday, and we thank Silo, Suffolk Bus Corp, our friends over there. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. So give them a call and check out their programs. They have a self-advocacy group coming up in October. I know that. I don't know the date.
Yeah.
But you could probably find
That's
it on their
crazy.
Website. Silo. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. James Bahamonde, who's also a member of our committee.
Yay.
Turn the nursing home into accessible housing. And we thank him.
Yeah.
516-783-9662, Bahamundi Civil Rights
Attorney.
If you feel you've been violated in that way, give them a call. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. The phone number here, 213-816-1650. Anything you're feeling mad about or glad about, give us a call and you can voice it right here. Anybody on the line?
Not yet. Just us. I have to refresh it. Give me a second.
Let's see if we have any callers.
I had to also take something with my... I was feeling like, no, we're good so far.
All right, so let's do the Able News, and
okay.
We'll thank Angela for joining the committee.
Yeah.
put up the Able News inner site.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
Well, you had a GLAAD that you were talking
about.
Remember what it was?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it was all these people joining. I mean, they made me feel good after I called them and they said yes. I was like, good, let's, you know, do something about that. Then I also had a MAD about the signs in an office I went to. It was very, very one-sided. For example, I don't mind if they protect everybody in that way. I would have been okay. I wouldn't have been mad. But the thing that made me mad is that in my doctor's office, they say, do not harm, like, anybody, like the office staff. Otherwise, you'll be thrown out of the building, and you might be charged with, you know, and go to jail, imprisoned. I was like, what? Why aren't they covering even the people who are in the, you know, doctor's office? How could that be? You know, I mean, it really aggravated me.
Oh, it's one-sided.
One-sided,
I told
you,
you ought to demand that they put up another sign.
Yeah.
For the other side.
Yeah, and if patients are in any way, you know, harmed, especially people who cannot defend themselves very easily, they can't move so fast, a.k.a. the disabled, then the same thing applies. That's all. I think
Like I said, too, suppose they give you something.
Yeah.
And you have a bad reaction and you're harmed that way. Doesn't that count?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yep.
They want to make an issue out of it. That's what I would say.
But also, there is something that bothers me, and I'd rather it be a little bit, you know, anonymous in a sense. That, say, Bahamonde goes there and then starts a case for it. That would be great. Then they have no choice but to put.
Well, you should tell him about it. See what he says.
Yeah, I want to see what he has to say about that.
Just run it by him.
Yeah.
You know.
You can't. It's like you can't yell and express your opinion, but we're able to on you, and that really bothered me right there. We're able to do this to you, but we're not.
Well,
you know,
that's
protecting
the thing. It's one-sided. Yeah.
Very much so.
It's one-sided.
Yeah.
A sign like that wouldn't stop me from yelling.
Me neither.
I yell at Harry all the time. He yells at me. We're friends.
That's why, yeah. You probably say to him, I'm not taking that SHIT. Oh, my. That's what you probably say.
The other day he
told
me all these young doctors don't know what the hell they're doing. I can't use the language. He said they're all effed up. Right in the office.
That's very
said it loud,
true.
Too.
Yeah,
and
that's true. What
Dr.
he said is very true. Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I was laughing,
too.
Man.
I would have also.
Yeah, he said they don't know what the hell they're doing. He's right. A lot of them don't.
No, because they do things, and they want people to do things in the way that they were taught. Now, that teaching might not be, you know, it hasn't been investigated if it was harmful or helpful. So right now I would say if I see somebody having, you know, a problem with, say, medicine or anything in that manner, then I would be talking about it. Now, if they're going to limit freedom of speech in that manner, then you know what? That's not the
You know what makes me mad? I got to tell you what makes me mad with all this. They have to do what the FDA votes on.
Monthly.
You know?
That's right.
There's no other way to look at a situation.
Yeah.
That's what's dangerous about what they're doing.
It is. It is dangerous.
They're narrow-minded, and they're locked into the FDA bullcrap.
They're also not only locked into the FDA, it's a one-sided way of trying to heal somebody. Mm. And even if you don't heal somebody, you're always pompous. That's a great word for that. That's pompous.
If a doctor knows, a doctor has a license, and he knows that certain organic things cure people, he knows it from experience,
Right.
If the FDA didn't approve it, he can't use that stuff.
Nope.
So he's not serving his patients adequately.
Nope. You're right.
See? What the hell good is he? And yet you got to pay him.
That's true. That's very true.
Like John Wayne said, we ain't going to pay him for that.
That's cute.
Anyway, Matt, a glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Glad for the committee we've started. It's another step closer to getting rid of the nursing homes.
That would be awesome. Next time I want to say we got everybody on our list to say yes. I would love that. But,
let me tell you something. We get enough people on the committee, get the right people.
Right.
Congress is going to have to hear us, whether they like it or not.
That's right.
And that means headline news.
That's right. Now, I'm going to say something. Nobody's to get arrested. I don't like people getting fully arrested.
No. What are you talking about? You can't get arrested if you testify in front of Congress.
I know. I don't know if some of the times people do that purposely to get attention.
Well, that's stupid.
That's
foolish. Well, what purpose?
Is
for what?
I know. I just don't want anybody.
You
want to
help us?
Yeah.
Anybody who let's say we in a year or so maybe we go to Congress to testify, right? Anybody who's going to be on the outside, you want to help us? Don't get arrested. Help us raise money.
And get signatures, too.
Yeah.
Keep walking around and getting signatures.
That's
and
the way to do it.
And people who are officials, political officials, you should circle their name just so people, when they go down, that whole list of people.
Be law-abiding and get the damn signatures. Getting arrested hasn't done a damn thing. It's made everything worse.
It's just making you a fool, to be honest, and they never do anything to help you. That's why I said I don't want anybody to getting arrested.
I don't go for that. I mean, if they want to,
me neither,
let them do it, but it's not going to be a part of, Inner Sight is not going to sanction that.
No, I'll say, and disabled in action or whatever it is, whoever did it.
They're being stupid.
No, they wanted to be arrested, not us. That's right. They didn't arrest one person from us, and that would be good in my eyes.
We would be legal inside the walls of Congress and be telling our stories.
That's the way to do it. Wouldn't they want to tell their story? That's what's also hindering.
Some will, some won't. Some people are bent on
getting arrested.
Self-sacrifice. For what reason, I don't know. Because it doesn't do a damn thing.
It hasn't done a damn thing. And everybody has to be, this is the next thing I want to make sure everybody has to be on the same note. Meaning, we can't be going
in. Well,
that's
why we all have to understand this is for one purpose and one purpose only.
That's right.
To turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
And somebody asked me today, and I explained it to the person. Somebody asked me, so how would this go from this beginning to the end? Just give me a quick synopsis of what it would be. It's real easy. We're telling people that we want to convert nursing homes into accessible housing, period. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I got. Because they wanted it quickly explained.
That's what it should be.
Right.
You need to raise money to put a lobby in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to mandate
the
agency.
You're going against a big lobby in Washington. You realize that.
Of course we are.
Yes, I do. I realize it, and we're going to succeed.
Wasn't the first,
I have that
not
feeling.
The first time that David went against Goliath?
That's right.
You know that story from the Bible, you know.
Yeah, I know. He went right down on the floor. Like, boom. It's the truth.
So that's what it's like.
Yeah.
David against Goliath.
That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do it. God is on our side. You can believe that.
Yeah, I believe that. I really do.
It's like he was on David's side.
That's right. He's definitely on our side. He will make things go from accelerated from just being, you know, there to, you know, actually winning a lot of the conversations, actually getting politicians on our side. He will help that. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. All right, Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in and sound off about anything you're mad about or glad about. Give us a holler, as they say. And let's see, 8:30, New York, Man of Glad. And, you know, just glad about that we have people who do care.
Yeah.
And are beginning and are showing it.
Yes.
You know, by banding together to do something.
Definitely.
About these nursing homes. Something that makes sense. I heard on the news today that there's a shortage of new houses being built. All right?
Wow.
Now, here's an opportunity.
Right.
You know, redo these nursing homes.
Right.
There's work. Look at all the unions that will benefit and love that.
Well, yeah, you're making jobs for a lot of people who are sitting on a bench by doing that. That's, you know, being laid off and waiting for a job, you're unionized. You know, it's not the best feeling when you don't have enough money for food. It really isn't.
You know, like you get, excuse me, you know, like you get these billionaires who put up the money for something.
Yeah.
That's really different and weird, like you know, electric cars.
Or go into
climate.
Space.
This guy, Bill Gates, now put up, raised billions of dollars. For some kind of
environmental
innovative medicine, he's calling it. I don't know what it is. I hope it's organic.
Hope it's something that would say, oh, we found this in the forest and we wanted to see if it actually cured cancer or something or dementia or whatever the hell it is, you know. And
but
one
that's
day,
what we need.
That's right.
We need someone. To like see the concept of this and say, hey, this is a great idea. You know,
now we've got to do it.
I'm going to put up the money to get this thing really rolling. You know. And you do them one at a time,
innovative,
folks.
It's an innovative concept. That's why.
One nursing
you
home at a
time. You and I both
thought
of it and just kept working on it until it became something that would be worthwhile to, you know, begin going after. I mean, this thing is beautiful in my eyes. People
well,
are going
obviously,
to be helping.
We're not the only ones who agree on
thinking
that.
Thinking about it. Yeah.
The committee really came about pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People don't like what nursing homes have turned into. Greedy little things. I don't even know how to describe it except for that. They're greedy. Very greedy.
Well, remember, all the people on the committee don't want to wind up in a nursing home.
That's right.
There's the motive.
Yeah, but not only that, they all have good jobs. So they always could put stuff away. But now, listen to this. if they want you to come into a nursing home, say you go for a rehabilitative experience in the nursing home, then you're supposed to go home. No, after a certain amount of time, your insurance is not now covering the physical therapy, they can put you in the long-term unit no matter what. Now, the only way you can get out in
the long-term unit. Yeah, and I have these asinine social workers who go around and try to convince people.
To stay there.
That they'd be better off in a nursing home.
Yeah. But it's not every social worker who feels that way. You know that? Found one woman, she said to me, listen, I know you were in for physical therapy, and I know the physical therapy ward, quote, is supposed to be the best ward, but sometimes there's a conflict of interest that happens. I could have put you on a nice floor and quiet, nobody bother you or whatever. I said, I didn't want to be here anymore. Do you understand that? I wanted to leave.
Trying to butter you up so they can get your money.
Yeah. Basically.
Well, I just said they're asinine.
Yeah. Yes, they are. So she said to me, oh, you could have just called me instead of making this. We're not going to make this against medical advice because I don't want you to lose people paying for your bills, your insurance company.
Huh.
I said, what?
That's all they think about is the damn ass money.
Yeah. I said, what?
That's their bottom line.
I said, just like that. I said, that's not cool. I said it plain and simple like that, so she understood what I was saying, that you're basing me staying in that nursing home against the money that my insurance company can give you. That's not right. I'm sorry.
That's the bottom line. That's all they give
it
a damn about.
It is the bottom line, right?
That's their bottom line.
When I first came on the Inner Sight show and you guys put me on the show, I explained that to people. I remember that show. And that show really is the beginning of the fight. Does everybody realize that if you have a family member in a nursing home, now I understand also there's another thing that has to be addressed. People don't want their house changed. They don't like it. You know, it's got to be changed in a certain way to be, you know, accessible but yet pretty. Why doesn't that become the norm? You know, you have it accessible, but yet people don't see the accessibility until you point it out. You know, that I'd like, because then it would mean that it has become part of the house as opposed to being on the outside of a house and being a eyesore. Or, you know, like, for example, you could have an elevator. An elevator is an excellent idea. Okay, go from the top floor, or we have a high ranch. So I can't go and visit Phyllis if I wanted to, my mother-in-law. I can't do that. I have to have people help me get on, you know, onto a lift.
No,
that
these places are not built right. They should all be
one level
accessible. Bahamundi just came back. Hold it. Bahamundi just came back from vacation down south, visiting his sister. Right?
Right, yeah.
He had to stay in a motel.
See?
While his wife and children stayed in the house with the sister.
Yeah.
How do you like that one?
That's horrible.
Because the place...
That's what happened to me.
...wasn't built right.
That's what happened to me.
I mean, this is supposed to be freedom?
No, it isn't. I had to do the same thing when I visited my aunt in Florida. There's no accessibility. She has she can make it accessible, but it's going to be costing her a pretty penny. She doesn't have that money. That's
she shouldn't
hard.
Have to pay for it. The people
right.
who didn't make it accessible should freaking pay for it.
That's right. Yep.
She didn't not
it.
Make it accessible. Why
nope.
should she pay for it?
She just...
When they
example,
made it, they
you,
made it wrong.
That's right. But it costs so much more to make it accessible aftermarket. Do people really realize that? And say,
no,
for
that,
example...
That's what the government wants. That's what they put
on
us.
That's right. And I won't
See?
Doubt...
They created
they
that.
Want, yes, and I won't doubt group homes will be made from that home in the future.
And their answer is you don't like it, you can't deal with it, go to a nursing home.
That's right.
They make sure all the damn nursing homes are accessible, don't they?
That's right. Uh-huh. Now you got it. That's right.
No, the whole attitude of the government. You got to get politicians with the right attitude.
You know, and somebody
That's the key right there.
Yeah. Somebody else asked me, why are disabled people so angry? I said, I'm not angry. I just want, within reality,
Wait a minute, we have a right to be angry.
Yes, but
we have a right to be
freaking
angry. I'm angry about the death of that dog. No law. I'm angry about the nursing home.
My mom and dad being killed.
Nothing wrong with being angry.
No, but it's
the
not
person,
angry.
The person who said that to you, aren't they angry that you're angry?
Possibly. That's a possibility.
See how stupid that is?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But I explained it this way. I said, that's not being angry. Do you know that's expressing your rights as a citizen of the United States? We're able to have freedom of speech. That's the most beautiful thing. You have freedom
of speech.
Wouldn't
they be angry if they worked for their money and the government came and was able to take it away?
Or even just take the money away for no reason at all. That's even worse.
I'm not talking about paying taxes. I'm talking about...
No, I know.
Take it away.
Completely, yes.
Like it happens to people who go into nursing homes.
No, listen to this. This is really angering me a lot. When I had my case against Social Security, and then I had to go back and say, listen, you've taken all of my income. You can't do that. I need at least a little bit of it so I could survive. Now I'm paying back you back, and I'm also losing a lot of the rights to having a home health aid, rights having this, that, and the other thing. And you're living off my back. So then I found out that having something to stop that, you're not really stopping it. You're not really stopping them taking the money from you.
Of course you're not.
You can't. It's not in the law. It's not made into the law.
Yeah.
And that bothers
me. That's what I was talking about before.
Yeah.
They can take your money.
Yes, they can.
They don't give you anything.
Nope.
If you give somebody something, you give it to them.
That's
theirs.
Right. And you don't care.
You cannot take it away.
Right. That's right. If you give something, it's not. It's like, you know, you got to give it from your
heart. Unless they're
a
felon, you know, and they violate somebody or they violate the law like that. That's different. Then they don't deserve what you gave them.
Not necessarily. If they pay back society by staying in jail for a certain period of time, then come out and get disabled, they have the right to having something. You know, they atoned for their sins, per se, in jail.
Yeah, say they're stay a nice on the right
person.
Path, stay on the right path.
That's right.
That's different.
Say they come out on the right path. And they're being nice to everyone, and they're helping people and doing all that, they have the right to have it. I feel that way. But if they do the opposite, they don't have any rights in my eyes. They go back to crime, they do this, that, and the other thing. No, it's really going to, you know, that's not what you call reducing the felon side of your personality in a sense. You know, and then...
All right, in a sight, let me give the phone number, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in, mad or glad. And I figured out another mad and why, and I'm very disturbed and angry, not only over the death of Milton, but the fact that service dog schools do not service people in nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They don't.
Now, if I knew someone wanted a service dog in a nursing home and they wanted to do it, I would help them.
I would, too.
Inner Sight would help them.
Yeah.
But most of
my
the schools...
My aunt loves dogs.
Hold it. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Sorry.
Most of the schools most of the schools will not go into a nursing home and help a person get a guide dog or a service dog, because that would violate the concept of the nursing home. In other words, if you have a dog and you're going to start walking and get around with that dog, that means you could go home.
That's right.
But the schools won't help somebody get a dog in a nursing home. And I think that's wrong. That's a bad.
Yeah.
A definite
bad. What happens if you're, like, you have a problem and then you have to go in a nursing home for a short time? Where does your guide dog go and what does it do? So you're the only person to have it in your home. It
usually goes
back
to the
school. Nobody else is in your home. Yeah, see that? It's like borrowed. It's crazy.
Goes back to
You know
school.
What I would do? I'd bring the dog into the nursing home. I would.
The dog should
I
go with you.
Would. That's right. And I'd fight the school and I'd fight people who want to take my dog away from me. I wouldn't want that. I would definitely have the dog. And that would be a breaking news in my eyes. People would
be
like, oh, my.
The person would need an aide.
Right.
To assist them.
Yeah.
So they could function with that dog.
Yeah.
You know,
I would do this in a heartbeat. So when am I going into a nursing home so I could do this? No, never.
Well, that's a mad.
That's a big mad. That's right.
That these agencies won't service people.
Yeah.
In nursing homes.
You know
they
what?
Don't,
I'm so
they go along with the concept that they're there to die and they don't want to get them out. That's what they're doing. They're supporting.
That's it.
That concept.
Which is really,
Genocide
really.
Does not support.
No.
That concept at all.
I never did. I never wanted to be in a nursing home once I knew when I first went into the nursing home and I saw what they were doing and I saw how cruel they were and I saw how they left people alone to, you know, urinate in their pants. And what if they got to the person ahead of time, okay, they could go straight into the room and say, you need to go to the bathroom? Yeah? Okay, let's go do it while I'm here.
8:46. Check the board. See if there's any callers.
Okay. I was looking at it.
8:46, New York. And Mad or Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. And let's see, tomorrow night is open mic.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick your own subject. Wednesday night is our nursing home show.
Oh, yeah.
So don't forget, we'll have a theme for
why.
That.
I don't know why I can't. Okay, I got it. Let's see. Oh, we got a caller.
All right.
Wants to speak.
Thursday night is different subjects, and Friday night is the funny. Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
In sight. Hello.
Come on,
Hello. Come on,
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You're on the air. Can you want to talk?
What are you doing?
Who is this? Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to know.
All right, I guess they...
I guess they can't hear us.
Up there listening.
Some reason.
Okay. Call back in.
Yes, please.
Redial back in. We seem to have a bad connection.
Yeah,
If you want to speak, call back in.
Okay.
All right, Intersight, 213-816-1650, Mad or Glad Monday. And I don't believe that the politicians, they passed this big law, climate, health, and I forget the third segment of it, but... You know what health is to them?
What?
More money in Medicare to pay for drugs.
That's
healthy.
Not healthy.
To them.
And then you hear
on TV. That's
not healthy
to me.
Not me either.
How about the millions of people who don't want to take drugs?
Yeah. Let me say something. You have these people who don't want, like you said, don't want anything, and they're being forced to do it just because it's they think it's the right thing to do for somebody. Well, I've had so many reactions to, I'm going to share this with everybody, to so many different medicines. They don't know if it's a allergic reaction or an actual side effect from the pills that I'm taking, or even this, when you put
know.
All
How
the
they gonna
pills
tell?
Together.
They give me so many different
exactly.
poisons.
That's what they said.
After
yeah.
a while,
so
you can't decipher.
I have to go anytime I have a severe infection, which I think I do again, I might have to go into the hospital to be treated because they say I'm allergic to all these medicines. Well, they're going to have to test one. Yeah, one by one they have to test. I have my appointment so far back.
Ah, come on. That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah,
they don't have to do that. They don't have to. They're using you to make money. They don't have to do that. They can wean you off all that stuff. You go to the right doctor and put you on organic supplements. You know,
well,
they're not
here's the other thing. They won't
they're
do
gonna
that.
They're going to use you to make money.
Yeah,
and in
but
the
not
process,
that. If
they
I
may
catch
kill
something
you.
Pretty bad, if I catch something pretty bad, it's going to be fatal. That's what's going to happen. You know,
sure,
and
they set you up for that.
That exactly.
They promote
that.
That's
what I wanted to say. Yes, they do.
You know. Now, this Medicare that they're talking about does not pay for dental. You know,
some
do. If you have work need in dentistry, you know, your health can
yep.
be affected. But yet the Medicare doesn't pay for that.
Some do, Frank. Some do. You just have to go
where?
On the dual advantage.
I have
plan.
Medicare.
Yeah.
I won't pay for dental.
No, but you have the specialized Medicare that doesn't even cost you extra money. You'll be able to go in, get that, and the money that's supposed to go for just Medicaid will be covering it, and that's
I'm
it.
I'm talking
and
about Medicare, not
thing.
Medicaid.
I'm sorry, Medicare. I meant to say Medicare.
Medicare
but,
does not pay for dental. I've been through the whole thing.
Meaning Medicare.
No way
yes.
do they pay for it.
I have a plan that I don't have to pay for at all, and it has dental in it. So I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, but
there,
they, yeah, but that's limited. That's limited. They're not gonna. They'll give you.
No,
what are they gonna give
but
you?
But it didn't.
They're not gonna give you implants and everything that you need.
It depends. If it's for your health, and you need one implant, right, and it's to hold, say, a bridge on. Then yes, they have to
suppose
give you,
you need the whole
that
mouth.
Implant.
John.
Oh, forget that. They won't do implants.
Yeah,
I need a whole
they,
half
that's
amount.
That's what I mean.
I need half amount. Yeah.
Medicare
I have to
should pay for all dental.
Mm-hmm.
Finished. End of business.
Mhm. I agree.
They should
with
pay
that.
For the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you're disabled, because they owe us more than they
well,
do.
It's not only that they owe us, it affects
person.
Your eating. Do your teeth
of course.
Affect your eating? Do you know I have to eat like a rabbit? You know, a rabbit sticks their you know, two front teeth out. I have to use my whole set of front teeth. I have to bottom and top to eat something. I have no molars left, not one. Okay? So that except
yeah,
on
they're
the
not
top,
gonna, they're not gonna fix all that.
Yeah, except on the top left side, I have two molars left. That's it, and that's what's supposed to chew something, and I have to chew like a bunny rabbit. It's so stupid. So I mean, I know what it's like, not having enough money to get to what I need to do.
Yeah,
for
because
my health.
The Medicare doesn't cover that. That's
no,
the first
it doesn't.
Thing they should have fixed.
Yeah.
Medicare should have covered all dental, so you can go to a dentist and get
yeah.
everything paid for.
That's right. I agree with
and
that. I really
you
do.
You don't have that. The politicians
have
it.
A plan. What do you mean?
The politicians have that. They have all dental.
Yeah. That's right. You got that right.
Well, why shouldn't we?
Don't know.
We work harder than they do.
Yeah.
We who are disabled work harder than the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to clean up the mess that they created to be free.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
We work harder than any politician.
Yeah.
And that's the truth.
Yeah. Sadly, that's the truth. I'm going to say it that way because I don't feel that the politicians should be involved in what we have, you know. I think we should be involved with our health and what has happened in our health, how much we've, you know, gotten better or demise, whatever is related to the health and whatever is going to keep you, you know, out of a nursing home and a hospital, then everything should be there for you. Everything.
Oh, yeah, but they don't want to keep you out of a nursing home and a hospital.
That's right. You know,
they want
it,
you to go in
sad.
So they can get your money.
That's right. Your pension goes. Now,
they don't
want
to prevent.
People say, okay, I could understand them taking a small amount, you know, to continue services once you've gotten out of the hospital. But to take all of the pension that you've worked hard for and to take, you know, all of the Social Security that you have as well and anything else that's listed on the Social Security documents. That is the most ridiculous thing I've heard is people taking money from you just because you earned it and then they're not going to give it back to you. You know, that really bothers me. You know?
All right, Inner Sight, and we'll be with you tomorrow night on open mic.
Yep.
So tune us in tomorrow night, 8 to 9. In a sight, I want to thank all the people who have joined the committee to turn these nursing homes into accessible housing, and we're going to do our best to make it happen, that's for sure.
That's for sure, Zoe.
We're doing it not only for us, but for the millions and millions of people who come after us.
That's right.
And even for many millions of young people who are disabled and people who will become disabled.
That's right.
The whole spectrum of people that get counted in this idea that we have to get rid of these nursing homes and turn them into something good that people need. Housing.
Very much so. Need very much so. You know?
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090.
All right.
Want to thank everybody for listening.
Yep.
Be with us tomorrow night. If we missed your call, we apologize.
Yep.
Call again tomorrow night.
Yes.
Inner Sight around the world. What's the latest tally? 100.
Oh, let me look. 15,000
what?
Hold on, I gotta get it quickly. I have to switch screens. Hold on. How come I can't get it? Oh, save. That's why.
Got about
okay,
40 seconds.
I know. If it lets me.
115,000.
961, I think. Or 691, one of the two. There's 300 off, but it's not coming up quick enough.
115,691, we'll call it.
No, 670. Close.
670.
Yep, very
115,670.
Close.
Be with you tomorrow night. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night,
you.
Everyone.
Inner Sight.
Good night.